Well, there you go.
The announcer is for us.
Now Lamont Johnson and me looks at the
Boogie Rare Prayer.
1939 is on the disc called Boogie Woogie Kings, Delmark Records.
Elsert,
Smokey Pryor, and Hose Exchange performing for Big Bear Records.
That was Careless Love.
All right, up next, let's hear from Lead Belly. One of his last sessions.
This was Ain't Going Down to the Well No More.
Buddy Ledbetter here on the Blues Hour.
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
especially when you play guitar that fast and that well.
Jesse Fuller from 1958.
Disco jazz, folk songs, spirituals, and blues. That was Buster.
Buster
from Josh White.
Recording
about 1935,
I believe.
That was the Welfare Blues.
These days,
everyone's posting pictures online, but here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back.
It's up there for everyone to see.
Family, your friends, even not so friendly people.
All it takes
is a few clicks and your image will be all over the internet. So think before you post.
For more information,
visit cybertipline.com.
This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice,
National Center for Missing and Exploited Children,
and the Ad Council.
And check out
Too Evil to Have a Name.
It's horrible music for people
only on WRCT 80.3
FM Pittsburgh.
It's from 7 to 9 p.m.
on Sunday evenings.
Domino Santana.
Let's hear next.
Robert Jr. Lockwood.
Here he is
with Lockwood's Boogie
on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yeah. Thank you. top secret international. And today, I've got a bunch of rock music.
Hope you like rock music.
Slater Kinney,
who is named after a street.
I've got that shuffle on today.
Okay. Slater Kinney, named after a street
in Olympus, Washington.
Is their song Swimmer.
Thank you.
That was
Slater-Kinney.
With the swimmer.
On top secret.
International.
Next up we have
Todd Rundgren.
With
one more day.
No word.
Part of his
massive something/anything
album.
Is
R.E.M.
Follow me.
This is their tribute to
Acid Rain.
Have found.
Gave.
It was R.E.M.
Follow Me.
That was
a tribute to Acid Rain. It is the song.
It's actually against
Acid Rain.
My bad.
Next up.
The Wipers.
Can This Be?
From Youth America album.
Yeah.
was.
There was
the boy
with the thorn
in his side.
In his side.
By the Smiths.
The song, if you go.
You know the Avalanche.
They had a mixtape
for their big album.
And on that mixtape they have a lot of the samples that they later have on Silent Hill 2,
but they have
some other samples too.
And one of them, Boy with the Thorn on his side.
And they remix it and make it into an upbeat party song.
I really recommend this mixtape.
I can't remember where I got it, somewhere someone shared it with me.
Okay.
Anyway, next up on song.
Dinosaur Jr.
It's a very good band.
They are from Massachusetts.
They're kind of like nerdy metal music.
But the original alternative rock.
They're very influential.
Next up,
Cat Power.
Crossbones style.
This song came to her in a dream while she was sleeping on a farm.
Living with Bill Callahan, aka Smog.
Okay.
Thank you.
University of Pittsburgh.
Next up,
Smog.
Our anniversary.
Today, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's public sex act caught on video might end up costing Republicans control of the House of Representatives in 2024. And it really brings me great pleasure to tell you that. Now, this depends on so many different things, but let me give you the gist of the situation. The other day, last week, Lauren Boebert, as I'm sure have heard by now, was kicked out of a theater performance. Beetlejuice, initially there were reports that she was vaping and causing disturbance, filming her performance, which you're not allowed to do. It later turned out that she was actually engaging in sex acts with her date, fondling his genitals in public. It's on video. It's all pretty wacky stuff. Even though Republican voters are known to be extraordinary hypocrites, where they will impose their morality on others and claim they are family, Christians, all of these different things, there is still a real question as to whether they will still vote for Lauren Boebert anyway, despite her not embodying that image which they espouse. But let's imagine for a second that at least a few hundred voters in Lauren Boebert's district will choose not to vote for her or vote for her opponent, Frisch, in November of 2024 because of this incident. I think that's reasonable. Remember, she won re-election by fewer than 600 votes. There's a good Business Insider article that reminds us of the numbers and of all of this. If the margin was 550-something, something like that, votes, 570, call it 600. 350 voters switch their votes from Boebert to Frisch next November because of this unsavory incident, as they might describe it. This incident alone could make it so that Lauren Boebert doesn't get reelected. Okay, but that's one race. What about costing Republicans the entire House? This is where it gets super interesting. Axios has a new piece looking at the new forecasts for the Senate and for the House of Representatives in 2024. And it turns out that while Republicans may regain control of the Senate in the 2024 elections, which would become effective in January of 2025, of course. In the House of Representatives, things seem to be tilting the other way. The other way being Republicans control the House today. But the polling seems to be favoring Democrats in the November 2024 election. Look at the thin margins by which this would be the case. To win back control of the House, Democrats only need to flip a net five seats. A new House race analysis for inside elections rates 11 seats toss-ups, seven held by Republicans and four by Democrats. So here's the bottom line. Very often in these midterm elections or general elections, when it comes to the House, It's not likely to come down to one or two seats. It's often one party plus 30. And there's ten toss-ups.
Even if the party in power loses all ten of the toss-ups,
there's still 20.
So the scenario where one seat determines control
is very unlikely.
With under a dozen of these toss-ups,
and the toss-ups roughly split between Democrats and Republicans,
and only a five-seat margin for Republicans in the House right now,
control of the House quite literally could come down to Lauren Boebert's seat.
It's not going particularly well for her in terms of fundraising.
Now she engaged in a public on-camera sex act. It's chaos.
It's hard to believe this is going to help her.
And so indeed, Lauren Boebert genitalfondling in public might be what costs Republicans the House of Representatives in 2024.
And if